आनञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्ति। First of all, my lakhs and lakhs of dandot pranam and the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Srila Gurupad Padma Om Vishnupad Asottar Srismad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and same lakhs and lakhs of dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnupad Srismad Bhakti Vedan Swami.
Gurukul, please tell me, what problem I reply?
And then he told, Kaumar acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha durlabho man sam janman tadap arthadam. Oh, my dear boys, hear me. What?
So now Prahlad Maharaj, 5-year-old boy, is there in the classroom. Teachers have gone. The young boys want to play. This is normal. When teachers go out of the classroom, all the boys want to play, do mischief. But they invited Prahlad to also play like this. But Prahlad, because he was a pure, realized devotee of Krishna, he took compassion upon these boys. Even though they were telling Prahlad, you know, Prahlad, we're just boys. This is our time to play. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj gave them some very good instruction. He told them, Kaumaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam iha durava manushya janma tadapya dhruvam arthadham. He told them, my dear boys, actually, this human form of life that you have now gotten, it is a very, very rare gift. To get the human birth is obtained after many, many millions of lifetimes of going through birth and death in many other species of life. So to come to the human form of life, this is very, very rare opportunity. But what is the nature of this human form of life? Although it is temporary, although it is not such a long period of time that you will have this body, but it is called arthadham. It can give you the very highest, highest boon and benefit that anyone can obtain within the whole universe. And that means that you can attain liberation from this world and attain love, eternal love for the Supreme Lord, and live in the spiritual world. So he told them, you think that you're young now and you have so much time. But suppose that the human form of life, you can expect maximum 100 years. Any one of us also sitting in this room, we have no hope to live any longer pretty much than 100 years maximum, isn't it? But in fact, most of us we know will not live that long. We'll live much less, maybe half, maybe even one quarter. We don't know when we will die. Death is actually dancing on our heads at every single moment. No one has any guarantee how long you will be here, if you will still be here tomorrow. No one has any guarantee. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told them, he said, if you have, let's say, 100 years maximum, okay? Oh, then I have plenty of time, plenty of time. I can do this Krishna Bhajan later, the small boys would object. Oh, but Prahlad said, no. How do you know that you'll have so much time? First of all, during this 100 years, let us calculate. Half of this time, 50 years, is automatically gone. Why? Because you sleep at night. During your sleep, what are you going to be able to do? Nothing. Only snoring. Huh? So all that time is wasted. You cannot use it productively. You cannot utilize it to attain this great benefit. So immediately, you have to cross off 50 years of your time in this body. And then, 10 years in your childhood, what is going on? All frivolous activities, growing up, playing, this, that. Nothing serious. And then you will also, later on, after doing all of your schooling and everything, another 10 years. Then you will get married, and then you will have children, and then you will have family responsibilities, have to work so hard. So in the end, maybe you will have 10 or 20 years left. So therefore, if you think this illusory plan of yours, that I'm only a young boy now, I'm only 5 years old, why should I start doing now? This is the time to play. Prahlad Maharaj said, no. Kaumaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam iha. From Kaumara, from the age of boyhood, from the age of 5 years, you should now begin. This process is so essential in the human form of life. to perform Bhagavat Dharma. That's as Gurudev is telling, this supreme process of pure bhakti, pure devotion, it must be cultivated, it must be learned. Because if we don't utilize this time now, and death comes upon us, we can get any other birth in our next life, even as animal or lower species. But if we utilize this time in human form of life to do Bhagavat Dharma, oh, then we will attain the highest, highest benefit. And when the small boys were hearing Prahlad Maharaj speaking like this, they became so attracted to him. And they asked him, oh, Prahlad, how do you know all these things? We are small boys, and we are your age. We never heard any of these things in the palaces of our fathers. But you know all these things. Where did you learn this? And then Prahlad Maharaj told, as Gurudev told in the beginning of this narration, that when Prahlad Maharaj was he was only in the womb of his mother. At that time, a very great Vaishnav personality, Narad Muni, he brought him to his own ashram, and he spoke to the mother. While the child was in the womb listening and hearing, he spoke all this divine knowledge of Krishna Bhakti. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, as soon as he was born, he also immediately had this divine spiritual consciousness. So this story that Srila Gurudev is telling from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very, very instructive for all, because it is telling that we must utilize our human form of life properly. We should not waste it at all. And Prahlad Maharaj, at this time, he performed Krishna Kirtan with all the boys, and suddenly the teachers came back into the room, and they said, what are you doing? What is this? Nonsense. You're doing this Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Oh. Prahlad Maharaj also told to Daman's sons, Guru Shushasya, Bhaktya, that first of all, you should know that Guru is my, but Swarup,
my very own form,
non-different from my manifestation, and serve him like
wholeheartedly,
and sarva labha parena cha, what you have and what you will gather, collect, give it to Gurudev, and Gurudev will by that serve Krishna, and then by doing so you should serve always Supreme Lord. You should give up this demon association and always do Nam Sankirtan. They told how Nam Sankirtan. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, repeat me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo,
Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo. Oh, Jai Jai Radha Krishna, 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 J
Govinda jai jai la jai jai Govinda jai jai Gopala 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 jai jai Govinda jai jai Gopala jai jai Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Radhe Radhe
In time, anyone get this message to Hiranyakasipu and hearing this, he took his sword and once running he came. Oh, you are spoiling all children? We have no fear? He told her, I don't know what is fear. Oh, who is giving him this strongness to you? कौन बल दे रहा है पावर ही टोल्ड हु इज योर पावर सेंस सुप्रीम लॉर्ड गिव्स मी पावर ओ वेर इज ही इज एवरीवेयर इन दिस बॉडी इन दिस वॉल इन दिस पिलर इन ट्रीज क्रीपर्स एवरीवेयर इज ओ बट आई एम नॉट सीइंग ओ यू आर नॉट सीइंग बट आई एम सीइंग And then he told that, is he in this pillar? Oh yes, father, he is in that pillar. And then he, by his
sword,
he smashed the pillar and it was broken and very big sound. And he saw that not animal, not man, no lion, nothing. But his combination of lion and
human being,
remaining body like man. And big, so many hands. And he began to fight with that demon. And like playing, and he
grabbed him.
And on his, it was the time of
evening.
Not day, not time. It was Malmas.
Leap year.
No any month. Not day, not night.
Dusk.
Not any astra, but by
nails. Not inside the house.
Not inside, outside, but only on the door.
Not on the sky
and not, but on his thumb.
Left. On his left.
At once he
ripped him.
What? Fardia.
Ripped him.
And took his
intestine.
And very furious. And from his hairs, fire was
coming
so much, and he was very angry. Seeing this, Prahlad Maharaj, Brahma, told Lakshmi Devi, "Oh, go and please satisfy him." She told that I cannot go. Then he told to Shankar and others, "Oh, they were so fierce, they could not wait." Came, and then he told to Prahlad, "Oh, go and pacify your father." And then Prahlad. Oh, running. At once he jumped in his lap, like father. And then Nrisimhadev anger of very soon went away. He became calm and quiet, and tears coming from his eyes. Prahlad, I made late. Please excuse me. And for this I want that you should have any boon. He told them, I am not a business person, that for my bhakti I will take anything. If any worldly desire I have, please take it all. Nrisimha said, oh, you have nothing, no worldly desire. You should ask any boon. Then he told, oh, father, my father has made so many problems for me and for you. Please
excuse him
and take to him to that land of Vrindavan or anything. And then he told, oh, it has been done. Those who are Mahabhagavat, pure Vaishnav, Uttam Vaishnav, their 21 generation easily they are liberated. And those who are Madhyam Adhikari, 14. And even they are Kanishta, they have faith in Krishna and they have accepted Guru and try Nishkapat.
Simple hearted, without hypocrisy.
Without hypocrisy. They follow Gurudev, they will go
seven
generations, they will be liberated. Nrisimhadev told, oh, so your father is liberated. You ask any other boon. Then he told, in this world, forgetting Krishna, all are suffering from so many things. Please liberate them. And for them, I will in this world, years and years, birth and birth, I will
suffer
for them. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj told.
Nrisimhadev told.
Oh, you are a pure bhakta. Those who will hear this dialogue and your sweet pastimes, powerful pastimes, they will be liberated and they will have Krishna prema. So, we should be a bhakta like Prahlad Maharaj, tolerance like him, knowing that Krishna must save us. At Prahlad Maharaj, he never called Krishna to save him, but Nrisimhadev himself came. He should be very, very doing kirtan, nam kirtan, especially in Kali Yuga, and having no worldly desire. In this way, we can be liberated from this world. You should know that even a farthing that you have collected, you cannot take after death. Can you take anyone? No. Anyone cannot shake these old days. And one day you will have to give up your wealth, your relatives, father, mother, son, wife, husband, and you will have to go alone. Where to go? In dark place, that is in Narak or where? You don't. So please, in this very life, before your death, accept any bona fide Guru and try to do Nam Sankirtan and Bhajan of Krishna and be successful in life. Gaur Premanande Mahamantra.